That's the only thing I can think of.
Okay. And what
valley or okay. It's
or how about something that might be cut out by a heavy rainstorm when the rain comes and
it'd be erosion or a gulch.
Now what would you call a small rise in the land? If you're looking out and you saw it rise up
a hill.
All right. What, anything larger than a hill, what would you call that?
Well, the foothills and the mountains. The mountain's the only thing larger than a hill. It becomes a mountain when it gets away from that area.
Well, if you're going to open the door, what would you have to turn over there to open it?
Doorknob.
All right, have you ever heard of a piece of land called a knob?
Yes, I have, but it's a rare thing. It wouldn't be a term to use in this section. I never heard of it used in this section, but I know there is that expression used. A piece of land like a peninsula that juts out into an area.
And you'd call that?
A knob.
Now, how about the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharply? What would you call that?
Precipice.
Anything else?
Cliff.
And how about in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you might call that a...
Plateau? Oh, no.
Where the road is able to go through. You know, there's a place in the mountains where you can go through with a road. Would you call that any particular name? In the old days, that's the way they used to go through, cut through the mountains. They'd look for a...
Well, there's a gulch and a gully, a wash. Valley.
What would you call something in say Charleston, if you went there, or Savannah, where the boats stop and they unload the freight on?
The dock.
And what would you call a place, say, in the mountains where a large amount of water would fall off?
Well, that'd be waterfalls.
Okay. You're talking about kinds of roads they had in Augusta, and the first type of road they had was made out of
clay,
and it was also made
gravel.
Out of
gravel. Then there was first paved road they had here was brick.
Before paved though, before it was.
They had what they called a macadamized road. They put on heavy rock and then lighter still.
Okay.
What they called a macadamized road, and they had these stone blocks. Whatever they call them, Belgian blocks.
Mm-hmm.
That was cut out of stone.
Any other kinds of materials they might use later on?
Asphalt.
Anything else that might have been white?
Cement.
Now, what would they use in an asphalt road? What kind of material? It'd be black and...
They use...
Heat it up.
It's asphalt and it's tar.
Mm-hmm. Now, how about a road that might be farther out in the country, off the main road, probably outside of town? What might you call that?
Oh, some neighborhood roads or dirt roads. They are practically all dirt roads, still dirt roads.
Uh-huh.
But they're called neighborhood roads or dirt roads. For instance, the old Petersburg Road up here, they won't let them pave that because they keep it as just a memento.
How about say you're turning off the road into a man's farm, and this would be off a public road?
That's a neighborhood road.
Okay.
That's what it's called. It's nothing else.
What about something you might herd cattle down? It might not be a public road, but you might own it. Would you have a name for
that?
That'd
be a trail.
Anything else? Say this was on your farm, and it wasn't through
wilderness. That'd be called pass, cow trail.
And what do you... What's the term you use for something on the side of the street that you're able to walk on?
Sidewalk.
Okay. And how about the piece between the...
Curbing.
Well, between the curbing and the sidewalk.
That's curbing.
Well, say it had grass on it. Curbing.